لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات، السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم وواسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه، وكل نفس دائقة الموت، وقال كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وعلام الورى. وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن، أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء. واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم، ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا، أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه، واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, I remind myself as I feel more needy than anybody else, and remind all of you, let us avoid from those social sins that destroys the society and creates division within the communities. A community of brothers and sisters need to look at all the measures that they can stay united and they can be as brothers and sisters. One of the acts that breaks our relation and it torns the relations between mu'minin and mu'minat, that is an act of ghibat or backbiting. Last week I said the definition of that, and today I would like to speak some of the ingredients of this ghibat, that how this ghibat is formed, and then addressing some of the ahadith to remind myself and everybody. Ahadith of Aima alayhi salam regarding the ghibah, and especially I would like to request dear youth and children to pay attention to that. One of the ingredient of ghibat, that is having a shortcoming in the other side, and that must be a fact that one has a shortcoming, and it's a reality. If it's not reality, then it's going to be a blame. Then a person does not have that weakness, and we are relating to that. Second, that must be secret. If something is already exposed and everybody knows about that, if we speak about that, then it's not a ghibat anymore, because that is something that all people, they know about that. Third, that if the person, when we speak about that shortcoming, then he becomes angry. If he listens to that, and if we say that in the presence of that person, it is going to make him angry, and he wouldn't like that. And finally, it has to be in the absence of the person as well. So if something is being said in the front of somebody, if we say weakness to somebody in the front of somebody, it may be considered as insult, but it's not part of ghibat. It's not backbiting. So those are ingredients of backbiting. So let us go to some of the ahadith that are really important. And one of the ahadith that really shakes the mind and hearts, and that has been narrated in one of the books of the fiqh, Maqasib, marhum Shaykh Ansari. He narrates that hadith, and he said, "Man ghtaba imra'an musliman batala sawmuhu wa naqada wudu'uhu." If anybody backbites other Muslim or mu'min, when somebody backbites other Muslim, batala sawmuhu, their fasting is going to be invalidated. وَنَقَضَ وُضُوءُهُ, and it's going to break the wudu. So there are two types of the invalidation. Once we speak according to the fiqh, and once we speak about its credibility, that when we look at saum itself, there is a fiqhi hukm and there is a akhlaqi hukm. That means ethical duties and some duties that are according to the fiqh and legislations. If we look at ghibat and it's going to invalidate the fasting, of course, according to fiqh, it's not. But ethically, yes. And marhum Shaykh Ansari, when he speaks about that, he says that it means that a fasting without a soul, it's a body that does not have a soul or spirit. A wudu that does not have that soul. If somebody keeps backbiting and then makes wudu, this wudu, in reality, it's been invalidated. It does not have the wudu. It may affect the prayer as well. It may affect any act that we'd like to do after this wudu. If this wudu is already invalidated, then we need to think about any act that it has to be required through the wudu, and wudu is required for that, then that is also being invalidated. In second hadith, Prophet, peace be upon him, speaks about the Day of Judgment. He says, وَجَاءَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ, the one who has committed this sin of ghiba and backbiting, he would come on the Day of Judgment. يَفُوحُ مَنْ فِيهِ رَاحَةٌ أَنْتَنُ مِنَ الْجِيفَةِ يَتَأَدِّي بِهِ أَهْلَ الْمَوْقِفِ. He said that when he will breathe, there will be a smell that is going to make adiyat for the other people, and it's going to cause a situation in the other people that they wouldn't like that. So there will be a dislikeness within the public or people, those who are going to come on that day. Only this breath that is going to take, it is going to cause that kind of situation. That smell of that, it's going to be dislikely for the people on the Day of Judgment. أَنْتَنُ مِنَ الْجِيفَةِ يَتَأَدِّي بِهِ أَهْلَ الْمَوْقِفِ. He said that this smell is worse than the smell of a dead body. If a dead body remains a day or so without taking care of that, it is going to have a smell. And if it stays more than that, its smell is going to be worse than that. Prophet said the smell of that person is going to be like a deceased person without taking care of that. And maybe it can be translated with that verse that we have recited in the beginning, أَيُحُبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يَأْكُلَ اللَّحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. It's very close to that. that would somebody like to eat flesh of their brother while he is deceased? And if somebody has eaten that, then smell of that is going to be the same. And this is what Prophet has translated with that. Then Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has said, about ghibah, advising to Aba Dar, Ya Aba Dar, Iyaka wal ghibah. O Aba Dar, you need to be away from committing this sin of backbiting. فَإِنَّ الْغِيبَةَ أَشَّدُّ مِنَ الزِّنَا. Because ghibah is worse than adultery. And then he asked, Ya Rasulullah, وَقُلْتُ وَلِمَ دَاكَ Ya Rasulullah. So the companion of Prophet, peace be upon him, were very smart, and they used to ask questions from Prophet, peace be upon him, wherever they don't understand anything, and that is one of the good ways to learn. And he asked that, what is the reason that it's been considered as worse than adultery? Prophet replied, قَالَ لِأَنَّ الرَّجُلَ يَزْنِي وَيَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ فَيَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. If somebody commits the sin of adultery and goes and asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, and his repentance is going to be accepted. وَالْغِيبَةُ لَا تُغْفَرُ حَتَّى يَغْفِرُهَا صَاحِبُهَا. But ghibat cannot be forgiven unless the person whom for that you have committed this sin, it's not going to be forgiven. So see, Prophet has given the logic and reasoning for that. Why we say that ghibat is worse than the sin of adultery, which is one of the worst sins in Islam, because it's not going to be forgiven. That means ghibat is related to somebody. We have done the ghibat for a brother or sister. Now we need to ask them for forgiveness. And if somebody goes on the Day of Judgment without asking forgiveness, but if somebody dies, Prophet said, if somebody died without asking forgiveness, he has died like he made a haram of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala halal, committing that sin. That something that was forbidden in the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made that as an act that is allowed. That is how he has acted, that changed, altered the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those ahadith can be best reminder for all of us, brothers and sisters. Let us take those ahadith and think about that, how we can implement that in our life, in our life of the family, in our life of the community, how we can implement in the group of people. If we have friends, let us try that if we can eliminate that within the friends. If we have committees, then we should try to do that. If we have school, then we need to try to do that and put that in practice. It should not be that we just hear those and go back, but we should try practicing that. After we listen to those ahadith, that we are not going to be responsible on the Day of Judgment. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us away from the greater sins. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we have committed sins in the past, may Allah forgive us. As this time of Zuhr is best of the time and selected time by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I ask, may Allah forgive us all. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا في الدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. اللهم صل على محمد. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب اله العالمين ابي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين امير المؤمنين علي بن ابي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحي آثار البدع والطغيان اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره وشيعته وفي زمرته بجاه محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين أما بعد أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. Dear brothers and sisters, in a hadith it has been said that ولكل شيء زكاة, for everything in our life there is a charity. So charity does not mean only giving charity from the money, but charity it means that giving anything that we have. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, whatever they are being given they do infaq from that. So we all have been given various expertise. We need to give charity out of our expertise as well. As community is in the need of various types of these services, and our religious centers should be service-oriented centers. They can provide the services, not only religious services, the people they come and pray and go back. So if a center becomes that kind of center, that is not the model that Prophet, peace be upon him, wanted to provide. He had provided a model that is a social center that provides all the services to the community. So there can be certain types of services that one can provide, sometimes service of counseling. If somebody has that capability of counseling, why not opening their door for the community, that they provide the service? And if that is zakat for their skill, so they have to open the door as a zakat. It should not be just for gaining something or earning something. We should not always be looking that we are going to earn that much money. So it has to be something that I have that skill. I would like to provide that skill to the community, and I would like to give the service and the charity of my skills. Second service that can be provided, that is legal advice. So many of our brothers and sisters, those who have that capability, that they can provide to their community any legal advice, they should be open. And we have many skilled people within our community. Alhamdulillah, our community is a great community with many expertise and many specialists in the different fields. At the same time, sometimes there can be problems in the marriage, divorce, counseling. There can be problems that are medical related, although alhamdulillah our doctors, they are providing this service during the on Sundays, and many of community members, they do not know about that. So that should be promoted, and our board members, they have to promote the services that are being provided, that rest of the community, they can know about that. If they are not promoted, of course, many of the community members, they will be unaware of that, and they will not be able to take benefits of that. Alhamdulillah, our doctors are providing this service every Sunday, but it can be more than that as well, as the potential of that in our community is more than that. They can provide more services as well. So they should look at that, how they can enhance that service and provide better service to our community in the future, as the problems of the community are increasing day by day. and people are falling into the various situations. So it is our responsibility that we need to open our doors of services, that we can be better provider of the services, inshallah. Dear brothers and sisters, as we know that our school at Al Hadi has many great achievements, as in the past we had achievement in their science and SimCity program, alhamdulillah. That was great achievement, and I would like to give congratulations to the school for the achievements of the children and students. That is because of the efforts of administration, that is because of the efforts of education committees, IEB, and all those they get together, that if any achievement can take place, I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide better achievements, and school can be progress in the future. At the same time, school is having an interfaith program next week. That is effort of our Islamic studies teachers, those who are providing this excellent program to the community. And we had interfaith program in the past as well, and that is really one of the greatest need that opens the door for other communities to come in to see that how our children are educated, how they are taking benefits of this facility when they come into school. And one of the things that I would like to advise to administration in the school, that Islamic study also has to stand as we teach science, as we teach math, as we teach any other subject. It has to be equal to rest of subjects. It should not be treated as a subject that does not have value, or it's not being graded as other subjects are being graded. It has to be one of the top priority of our community, because most of the parents, those who enroll their children and they come from miles to come into Al Hadi, they come only for the school that is Islamic school, that can provide Islamic education. Yes, they have excellent schools in the other places as well. There are schools for the science, for example. There are medical schools. There are many other schools. They can enroll their children over there as well. If they enroll their children at Al Hadi, there is a reason for that. And that reason needs to be fulfilled. At least our children should be learning Quran. At least our children should be knowing about Islam. They must know about Ahkam of Islam. They must be the people that when they get out of their school and they have completed their education, they must be aware about Islam. What is Islam? And they must understand deeply about Islam. That must be our most important tasks. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them best of the opportunities and tawfiqat. Dear brothers and sisters, as you can see in the world news, as Iran has announced that it talks with the world powers, so-called powers, of course, that about the nuclear program, that that conversation and talks have concluded to an agreement, although agreement had taken place in the past, and they had made some sort of deal in the past, but that deal was a fragile deal. It was a very sensitive type of deal that many other countries, they were actually working contrary to that deal. After having that deal, they went to the sanctions and placing a sanction and sanction on Iran. So that wasn't a strongest deal. Now they said that they have reached to the agreement, but agreement is still on the paper. While it becomes implemented, that is another question, that how it's going to be implemented, and how countries are really honest in having some sort of deal. Their honesty is going to be seen in their action. Actions are going to speak louder than their words. Today they can say that they have reached to the agreement, although the leader of the Muslim Ummah have risen doubts about that countries, those who are involved, they are really honest about having some sort of deal. But we will see in action that how it is going to be ending and what is the future of that. We hope that those countries who are trying to be committed, they should stand on their commitments, that they can bring a confidence within the community and trust in the communities that they, what they say, they act upon that as well. Iraq's Ministry of Defense has announced that they would like to give rewards if anybody captures or kills anyone from Al-Qaeda militants, and that is really very interesting, and it's very important that in order to bring peace in their country, they are announcing the rewards. But I think that countries, they have to provide some sort of spray that can be placed into the various countries, and with this spray, all these enemies of Islam and enemies of humanity, inhuman people, they can be killed. Unfortunately, they have caused a situation in the various countries that there is no peace, and there is no guarantee of the life of the people, and anybody does not have any guarantee, and they are being trained, they are being given weapons, and they are being supported by those so-called world powers, those who are supporting these terrorists, although they say that they are working against the terrorism, but that is not the case. It's the contrary what they say, that they are supporting all these terrorists, and that has become clear. They have said in their statements, and they have shown in their actions as well. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah bring peace within the world. May Allah provide justice to the humanity. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. Make us from the supporters of Imam Zaman. Allahumma ajjil li waliyyika al-faraj واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره والمستشهدين بين يديه اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات بجاه محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر